It's Wednesday, February 12th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Today, the first of four special episodes, bringing some different perspective to the podcast. Today's CJ Arlotta brings some perspective to the recent security stories, and specifically ransomware. This is a special Business of Tech.
I'm CJ Arlotta, managing member of CJ Media Solutions. Today, I'd like to talk about ransomware. Yes, ransomware. But first, an assignment. Don't worry, I'm not grading you. Take a moment to search for the word ransomware in Google News. Go ahead. I'll wait. So, what did you find? What were some of the top headlines? For those of you who didn't follow my instructions, I'm a little bit disappointed, by the way. Here's what I found. Crypto ransomware paralyzes California school district. U.S. county's computers still down 9 days after ransomware attack. Oshkosh, I probably mispronounced that, becomes one of ransomware's latest victims. Besides the obvious, what do these headlines have in common? The answer? Well, I'll get back to that in a bit. A review of ransomware attacks last year is in order. In 2019, ransomware infections skyrocketed, impacting nearly 1,000 government agencies, educational establishments, and healthcare providers across the U.S., according to an Emmysoft report released late last year. Unfortunately, according to the same report, these attacks disrupted their targets in the following ways. 911 services were interrupted. Police were locked out of background check systems and unable to access details about criminal histories or active warrants. Payments to vendors were delayed. Schools closed. Surgical procedures were canceled. Tax payment deadlines had to be extended. Well, I guess, depending on your situation, that last one could actually be a good thing, but I digress. Also, consider this. In an article published last year in the American Society for Public Administration, researchers found that even though local governments in the U.S. are under constant or near-constant attack, on average, they practice cybersecurity poorly. The researchers noted the following about the local governments they surveyed. Quote, serious barriers to their practice of cybersecurity include a lack of cybersecurity preparedness within these governments and a lack of adequate funding for it, end quote. Now, let's go back to the headlines I mentioned earlier. Taking into consideration the research I just noted, what did all the headlines have in common? The answer? You guessed it. All the victims highlighted were localities. So, in the words of Dave Sobel, why do we care? Well, if you're a managed services provider, an MSP, what are you? A technology consultant? An IT services provider? A managed security services provider? No. You're a local business. So, wake up. Ransomware operators are attacking your communities, i.e., your schools, your hospitals, your local and state governments. If you're not actively involved in your communities, it's time to do something about it. Yes. Go out there and start shaking hands and kissing babies. Begin networking with other business owners in your communities. Join your local chamber of commerce. Participate in fundraisers for local causes. Sit in on school board meetings. Teach classes on cybersecurity at your local library. Attend town hall meetings. Sure, the advice I'm providing seems pretty basic, right? But I bet you could do a better job of networking with community leaders. With ransomware hackers increasing their attacks on localities, one of your goals this year should be to increase your community presence. You want those around you to think of you when they hear about ransomware attacks and other cybersecurity threats in the news or elsewhere. Now, don't lose faith if you don't see immediate results. Remember, you're in it for the long game. Your communities need you. They just don't know it yet.
Thanks to CJ for this perspective. CJ has a weekly newsletter, Channel Weekly, giving you top stories from the IT channel. The subscribe link is in the show notes. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.